let's move ahead now. Hour number two for your consideration. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. The blog at drkenshow.com, which you can get to by clicking on in the upper right-hand corner of his homepage. A very instructive conversations back and forth about all kinds of medical comings and goings, if you will. Some of it is spurred on by some of the calls here, some of the email questions that come in to either Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Here's some good medical news, Ken, that I saw. I thought you'd appreciate. A person experiencing both sides of being an organ donor. That's what happened to Jane Tetchy. Her son died at the age of 24. His organs were donated. Now she's recovering from a heart transplant she received nearly 2 years ago, when she also received a kidney transplant. So she's been, what do they call it, a double organ recipient? Double,
yes.
Is that what it is? So how often does that happen?
It's getting more and more common as the surgeons get more and more experienced at doing these procedures.
Yeah.
Heart and lungs, GI organs, kidneys now are transplanted very commonly.
Really? 888-553-7536. Delta Airlines reports that Obamacare will cost them $100 million a year to comply.
No, it's going
to
cost you and me
amount. No, because Delta is self-insuring.
Yeah, but who do you think is going to pay for that?
Well, if they're self-insuring, they pay for it, and that's why they have done
what they're doing. And it's going to be passed on to me and you.
I don't understand how that's not what Delta's saying.
They're saying it's going to be an extra cost that they don't have right now.
Yeah, but they're saying that they won't do it. They're saying to the government that they are not going to do. What it does is, the loss, they're trying to work on the various provisions, the negative impact of the law. And when you're a self-insurer, apparently is different than if you have purchased health insurance. And that's what I kind of was interested in, amongst other things. Never mind the fact that it's $100 million a year. Whether they pay for it, you pay for it, it still seems out. It eats up 10% of its profits because they're paying this out of the bottom line.
It's going to be
160,000 participants.
Increased tickets because of the Obamacare.
Well,
it's going to cost more to fly.
That's the point. I think that's really what the point is. 32,000 Delta employees are smokers. And Delta says it will increase their, they charge back. I saw another story about this week, too, and I don't know if you heard me talking about it, where I forget what the business was. Michael, do you remember when I talked about that story? There was some business said that they were, I know what it was. The increase was going to amount to $5,400 a year for each employee, and the employer just said, okay, you're paying it to the individuals who smoked. It's $5,400 more a year than my other non-smoking employees. We're not paying it. You want to work here? Quit smoking, otherwise you're fired. Man, that kind of gets to the bottom line pretty quickly, doesn't it? What it did was get half, they did that at the beginning of the year, got half the people who worked there who smoked to stop smoking. Some agreed to pay the $5,400, other people left. But I mean, how well, maybe that's a beneficial side of this. If you can find anything good, there are a few good things in it. But when you look at the cost, I think that's more over the general conversation. You look at, I saw an article in the Wall Street Journal this weekend, people, and they're no friends of Obama, so you're not going to get necessarily a positive spin on it. But still, a lot of companies are going to spend $12,000 a year per worker to pay for this health insurance.
And a lot of companies are going to put people on shorter work weeks, and they're not going to hire.
Yeah. The unintended consequences.
Unintended consequences.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Here's Dorothy in Little Shoe, Wisconsin. Dorothy, what can Dr. Ken do for you, ma'am?
I have a pacemaker, and about 2 weeks ago, when I went to pick up my medicine, the drugstore said they switched the medicine to a different one. So I don't know whether my doctor knew about that or not, but this last week I've been very itchy all the time, under my arms were sore, and my back has been very itchy, and last night I broke out in a rash after I took a bath. And
so is your question, Dorothy, could it be that your itch came from the new medicine? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely possible. Is this a red-looking rash?
Yeah, it was kind of red.
And it's pretty all connected. We call this confluent.
Yeah.
Okay, this does...
Like 3 inches long.
Yeah.
And
Dorothy, this does sound like a drug rash to my humble opinion. And
yeah.
I would just call your doctor and make sure that... Find out what they prescribed. It sounds to me like you do have a reaction.
This morning my tongue was sort of swollen.
So is this legit?
Okay.
Is this legit, Ken? Can they just change like this and not tell the doctor? How did the doctor, sounds like, according to Dorothy, doesn't know that they have substituted generic for the real McCoy?
Well, unless the doctor on the prescription writes, do not substitute, the pharmacist has the authority to give their generic of choice. And often it's generated by your insurer, which generic they're going to use.
Wow. All right, well, there you go. You've got your answer, Dorothy. Back to the doctor.
And the active ingredients are the same, but the inert ingredients, the things that hold the drug together, are different. And sometimes people are allergic to the inactive ingredients, the things that bind the whole drug together in the capsule or pill.
And so should the you go back to the pharmacy as well and tell them that they didn't give you what the doctor prescribed, so you want your money back or you want the real prescription and you don't have to pay for it, or you demand not to pay for it?
Well, you have to get the facts here, and there's probably more to this than Dorothy realizes.
Yeah.
So I would talk to both the pharmacy and the doctor, and this needs to be coordinated, and the doctor's probably going to have to call the pharmacy also.
Should she stop taking these things until she talks to the doctor?
She needs to call her doctor immediately, and I can't practice medicine over the radio. But I'd be very concerned immediately, and this doesn't sound like something she should be taking anymore, but a phone call right now to the doctor is indicated.
And if the doctor isn't there, or they're a weekday only bunch, they'll leave an emergency number, emergency contact. So.
Well, most, I don't know of hardly any doctors. I know they're out there, but we all have somebody in this era that covers for us.
Yeah.
Or
all
we should.
So do that, Dorothy, right now.
Right now. If that tongue swelling, call right now.
Right now. 888-553-7536. I don't know how many times a day or a weekend when we're together we get calls like that, 3, 4, 5 anyway, where people have intelligently called Ken to ask for his opinion, and it turns out that it sounds like, and if any of you have listened for any length of time, you know Ken is not an alarmist. So when he tells you to do something right now, then you better do it right now.
Doug, the way she described the rash to me, it really did sound like a drug reaction. But then do you notice how this is so common? People, they're just a little uneasy about telling because they don't want to create any more stir to it. And this happens so often as you're leaving the exam room. She just dropped in that her tongue is swelling.
Yeah. Come on, folks. It's your body. It's your health. It's your life. Take care of it. Demand that you get the services that you're paying for. Don't let these doctors and these pharmacists push you around. What I find most annoying about going to these big drug stores that have pretty much put the little guys out of business is that they often, not always, but often have this arrogant, smarmy attitude about them. Many of them are kids that are right out of pharmaceutical college.
Just in Massachusetts.
Maybe in Massachusetts only. But I've noticed it in California, too, frankly. 888-553-7536. As we think for a moment about how to deal with your hair. Sometimes people think when they've lost their hair, there's something medically wrong with them. And 9 times out of 10, it isn't that it's medically wrong. It's that you've used really cheap shampoos and creams and lotions in your hair. If it's a creamy look, it'll plug up the pores. And when the pores get plugged up, the hair stops growing. So now we have Provia to deal with this thinning problem or the loss, what looks like loss of hair. The hair hasn't gone away. It's just underneath the pores all plugged up, Ken.
Doug, ladies and gentlemen, they continue to send awesome reviews about Provia, this natural hair thinning therapy. I get these letters every day. Here's a beautiful report from Marilyn Marianne. She wrote, I've always had thin hair, but it got worse with age. I tried Provia, and now I look in the mirror, and I can't see my scalp anymore. Wow. I wanted to feel this way for years. Now I don't worry about going out. Doesn't even matter if it's windy anymore. I just love Provia, she writes. Provia is an all-natural, and it does work for both men and women. And yes, it's perfectly safe for colored hair or treated hair. Even if you've had thinning hair for years, you don't have to have it anymore. Try Provia today, absolutely risk-free. I like it because the results are guaranteed, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you get your money back as it should be.
Not a bad deal. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken, get a free month supply with your order. So say goodbye to hair in the sink and the shower. Start enjoying fuller, thicker hair the natural way. Ken's advice is to call 800-543-5817, and you'll get compliments coming back. It takes 3 or 4 months for the hair to come back in, but once you cleanse out the pores, hair starts coming back in. And Provia has a thickening agent that makes your hair really look thicker because it really is thicker. 800-543-5817. Nothing to lose and a whole lot of beautiful hair to gain. 800-543-5817.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students, the skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Merritt.
Yes, and I'm Doug Steffen, and he's Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536. We have more medical news to cover. We have some news from Germany about an operation. Linda Ronstadt has made a statement about her medical health and condition, plus your calls and email. Lots of action as usual here on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken. 888-553-7536.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Loved her singing, her looks. Encountered her once with a friend in a restaurant, and she wasn't that pleasant, but yeah, maybe she was having a bad day. 67-year-old Linda Ronstadt, and news about her this week medically, Ken, that is sort of a, I don't know if it's a warning. I don't know when you have people tell stories like this, is it a warning? I mean, what do you do if you have Parkinson's? You know, how do you avoid getting Parkinson's?
Well, we really don't know what causes it. There's some speculation that being exposed to pesticides, this is this goes back and forth with one study after another. Maybe there's a relationship there. Maybe there's a virus. What Parkinson's disease is a localized area of the brain. It's called the motor part, where it controls certain muscles in the body, and people have seen the shakes, the tremors that are associated with it. But what causes it, we really don't know. There may be something in your genes. They have discovered specific gene mutations that can cause Parkinson's disease. There may be environmental triggers, toxins, or environmental factors, and again, pesticides seem to come up often. But we really don't understand what happens here. But there are some good treatments. She must have an advanced form of it. There are medications that can replace the neurotransmitter. These are the chemicals in the brain that allow one cell to communicate with each other. And in Parkinson's disease, there's a specific deficiency of one type of neurotransmitter. And it's really been revolutionized in the last 20, 30 years, our ability to treat this as medications have become available. L-DOPA, dopamine is the specific treatment that for many people helps quite a bit. We can stimulate the neurotransmitter dopamine in the brain, in these cells, and many people do quite well. So why she has such an advanced case, I can't tell you, but sometimes they are, and there are sometimes some very difficult cases to treat, and sometimes you have to go to surgical procedures with deep brain stimulation for the very difficult cases.
She's 67 years old. She cannot sing anymore, can't sing a note. What a shame. She thought at first that she couldn't sing because she had Lyme disease. When her hands began to tremble, she thought that the shaking was the result of a shoulder operation that she had. She said she was completely shocked to find out that she had Parkinson's. She said, I wouldn't have suspected in a million billion years. But you can't sing with Parkinson's disease.
What I bet has happened, a lot of people with Parkinson's, especially as it gets advanced, get a dementia. They have problems thinking, and this dementia leads to thinking difficulties and can be a big part of Parkinson's. they get depressed. There's a lot of emotional changes, sleeping problems, sleep disorders, bladder problems, constipation, and a lot of sexual dysfunction. These are the complications. I bet there's an issue with dementia here, and that's why she can't sing.
That's lousy. She had long-time affairs with George Lucas and Jerry Brown. Came into the public eye with the group called the Stone Ponies when we were all kids. What a shame. Linda Ronstadt.
We grew up with her.
Yeah, we did, actually. We have a question from a gentleman about our PT9 product, which we probably ought to talk about a little bit here. The essence of the question is, once you get a prostate cancer or problem, should you take it? And the answer is no, because this is supposed to help you feed your prostate so you don't get the problem. But once you get it, Ken, this is not something that one should be taking, right?
I wouldn't do this without talking to the doctor taking care of the prostate cancer. I'd be concerned. So question for you guys, what happens when you don't sleep? Do we want to talk a little bit more about PT9?
Why not? Spend a half a minute talking about it.
You do become groggy, snappy, and tired, interrupted sleep, can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it is revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy. And because it may increase naturally your testosterone levels, if there is prostate cancer, I don't want to say you should take this without first talking to your doctor.
Call 800-811-6931. That's 800-811-6931. You will see results guaranteed. You will rave about the product, or you will get your money back. That's simple. That's straightforward. 800-811-6931. PT9 is the premium prostate health supplement on the market today. That's why Ken is behind it. You get a 90-day money-back guarantee. And when you mention Dr. Ken, there'll be something else special that comes along with your order. Buy now and enjoy a healthy prostate and a healthy life. Get a good night's sleep. PT9 at 800-811-6931. Call now, 800-811-6931. Or you can call us. After you call for PT9, call us, and we'll put you on hold and get to your call, 888-553-7536. Questions about being blind coming up, and poor oral hygiene in the focus on the Good Day Weekend Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kids, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
It is 33 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus breaking through some of the veneer, and I'm not talking about your teeth necessarily, some of the stuff that presents itself that's not correct, some of the opinions that people have, different types of ways of handling medical problems. Feel free to call and figure out what's going on with Dr. Ken. 888-55 Dr. Ken. There was a poll that we conducted this week, Ken, at DougSteffen.com, focused on what some German doctors did. They completed a liver surgery aided by a tablet computer in the operating room that guided them with 3D imaging of the organ. And the question that we asked in the poll at DougSteffen.com was whether or not you'd agree to have this done. And the options were not in a million years, absolutely bring on high-tech tools, C, I'll wait until they have more time to perfect it, and D, maybe if I knew more about it. Interestingly enough, 39% said I'd wait until they had more time to perfect it. 35% said absolutely bring on the high-tech tools. 21% said maybe if I knew more about it. So more people were open to it than not by a long shot. And I was thinking, this isn't any different than what happens if you have your an operation. Well, not to be indelicate, my daughter had operation to remove a uterine cyst and a tumor, a non-malignant tumor. And they stick a television, little television camera, and that's what they do when they check out your colon, too, right? I mean, they're using this stuff. Isn't it the same basic idea?
Absolutely. These are incredible technological breakthroughs, and once they're proven safe and effective, why would you not run towards them? Why would you run away from them?
Mm-hmm. So it's a good idea. The technology that's proven.
You know, just an example, my mother in the late 1960s had her gallbladder out. She was in the hospital for a week. My wife had her gallbladder out last year. She went home right after the surgery, after resting for a few hours, and went to work a day later.
Wow. There is a big difference, isn't it? So does that affect the insurance? When my daughter went in, the insurance allowed her to be there for 23 and a half hours. In at 7, out at 6:30 the next day. And there's something, they both are profs at UCLA, so they're in the UCL Medical Center, system, and their insurance that is from UCLA requires that they not stay in an operation like this, so they've got it down to the finite. If you can't stay 24 hours, so you're in at 7 one day and you're out at 6:30 the next. That's
pretty
how it
generous,
works,
isn't it?
Well, I don't get it.
Well, it's all about saving dollars.
Yeah. At what expense, one would wonder sometimes. 888-553-7536. Here's an interesting statistic. Back in 1970, when many of you were children, 66% of you walked to school. Fast forward, 2013, school year begins. 12% of students walk to school. The rest are taken by their mothers or fathers to school. Thus, several things happen. The kids get lazier and fatter, and the traffic jams around schools and the amount of exhaust from the cars that's being spewed out as the mothers and or fathers wait at school to pick their children up after school because they don't want them to walk home. It is an amazing reality. Don't you agree, Ken?
Absolutely. Times have changed. We used to walk everywhere, and now parents are basically uneasy about letting their kids walk extended distances.
Somebody asked whether you could clarify the gas. I don't know if this is up your alley or not, but we all know about Syria this week and how many people inhaled that chemical that killed, I don't know, what, four, five, six, seven?
Nerve gas. It was probably sarin nerve gas.
Yeah, how does that work? Why is it so deadly?
Well, it's so deadly because it interferes with the way the nerves transmit their impulses. And therefore, the diaphragm doesn't work, so you can't breathe. And the body just goes into an incredible stressful situation, and it starts over-secreting. And the antidote to this is something called atropine. And this is a common drug that's kept in most hospitals, but the question is whether they have enough. But the way this looked, the way these people are gasping for air and in agony, this looks like sarin. It looks like a nerve toxin that the antidote is atropine, and it's just horrible, horrible.
But it didn't take long. It's kind of like an episode of 24.
If this is given in high enough concentration, one breath and you're dead.
That bad, huh?
If one breath and you're dead, if it's in high enough concentration, because it just immediately paralyzes the diaphragm and you can't breathe, and the body starts over-secreting into the airways because the secretions are not controlled, and you choke and you're not breathing.
Oof. We have had a number of listeners this morning named Mary call us at 888-553-7536. A lady named Mary called a little bit ago and couldn't wait on the line, so her question had to do with her going blind and wondering whether she was imagining or was it true that her memory seemed to be getting better. So is there a connection between losing one sense and enhancing another? I guess that's the question, really, isn't it?
Let me just get myself composed. Because, you know, I just want just a little bit on what you asked me about, because doctors put just incredible amount of energy into saving one life, Doug. So when you see thousands of people suddenly about to die, it's overwhelming to a physician to see all this, as it is to everybody else. But it's just, let me just get myself here together. You're asking about when people do go blind. What happens is our senses just overcompensate. I went to medical school. A few classes below me was one of the first blind medical students that they ever allowed into medical school, and he did incredibly well. He did almost everything that the rest of us did. He became a psychiatrist, but I was amazed at how he developed all of his other senses to overcompensate for his one sense, the eye, that didn't work. And this is how the body does naturally work, and they develop all of their other senses, their ears, their feeling, their taste, and their memory.
Yeah. So it is something that is conceivable, for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I've seen it myself.
888-553-7536. News this week. We're trying to catch up on some of the news. People are always asking what's new. There is a story that you researched about diabetes. If you have a family history of diabetes, there is apparently a risk inherent in all that. Not that you can do anything about it, but what's the connection?
Well, this is out of diabetology this week.
Easy for you to say.
Yes. Before full-blown diabetes sets in, Doug, people typically develop a syndrome that's known as pre-diabetes. And the news is that people who are not obese but who have a family history of diabetes are at higher risk of becoming pre-diabetic also. Pre-diabetes is a condition where blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not as high as seen in diabetes. And if it's not treated, it's treated by changing your diet and exercise. It will lead to frank diabetes. And it has been known that a family history of type 2 diabetes does increase a person's risk of diabetes. But the news is this week that we now know that there's an increased risk of pre-diabetes also if you have a family history of diabetes.
One of the research projects Ken's involved in this week, information for you if you have that in your family to consider, 888-553-7536. Now on to another item this week, the connection between having really bad teeth and gums, i.e. poor oral hygiene, and a virus that's linked to cancer.
Wow. Imagine not brushing your teeth and getting cancer. This is out of cancer prevention research this week. People whose teeth and gums are in poor condition may be more susceptible to an oral virus that can cause certain mouth and throat cancers. Adults whose oral health is poor to fair are more likely to have an oral infection with the human papillomavirus, the HPV, which in certain cases can eventually lead to cancer.
Wow. All right, let's talk about that connection, the oral hygiene connection, your smile brought about by having teeth that are clean and white, the connection to the teeth and the gums. We all know, as is suggested here, that your gums are very important to your overall general health. So not only is using power swabs good for the way you look, but it's also good for your oral health, correct?
It's great to have a good dentist. It's great to have a great dental hygienist. And also, let me tell you about what you can do yourself. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven power swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right. You heard me, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe so that teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, power swabs can get rid of stains on them also. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile to go with that summer tan? Just be easy on the sun. So, you can call now to try it risk-free, and Doug will tell you how.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles at you. And so you can have that brighter, whiter smile in 5 minutes. You need to try power swabs, and you can do that by calling the manufacturer and distributor directly, 800-867-4089. So we've cut out the middleman, so you can have that beautiful white smile that you've always wanted and not have to pay through the nose, as it were, for it. That's why we suggest you call 800-867-4089 right now. Mention Dr. Ken, and you get free shipping on the entire order. Ask about some of the other things that they have beside the power swabs themselves. There are in the kit some things that will make your teeth whiter and brighter on the run, as it were. So there's 3 or 4 other things that could come in the kit. Ask about that when you call 800-867-4089. That's right. It's risk-free, works or your money back, free shipping with Dr. Ken's name. Ask about all the other products that they have to keep your teeth white and your gums healthy. 800-867-4089.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The first 5 years of life are the years of learning that shape kids' futures. Yet every year, more than 1 million children with unidentified delays and disabilities enter school. These issues can put them far behind their peers and have a lasting negative effect on their ability to meet their full potential, says Eileen Boone at CVS Caremark.
We have partnered with EasterSeals to make available a free online screening tool as part of its Make the First Five Count program. Parents can do the ages and stages questionnaire screening to make sure their children are achieving their developmental milestones during the important first 5 years of life. Parents can discuss these results with their pediatrician to ensure their child is on track for kindergarten and get the advice and support from EasterSeals if they're not.
Visit MakeTheFirstFiveCount.org to take an effective first step toward identifying if your child is school ready. I'm Lee Shepard.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Weekend program, focusing on your health and well-being, the medical news of the week. One of the things that has come up over the course of the week in connection with the discussion of Bradley Manning being found guilty and sentenced to, 35 years or whatever, he said after all was said and done, he wants to be a woman. So the conversation as we got toward the end of the weekend was whether or not the Army would pay for the gender swap. My question to you is, what does that involve? An operation that changes one's gender, how do you do that when isn't it part of your DNA to be, or maybe that's what causes the people to be questioning their sexual identity in the first place?
Right. There's, there's genetic. We can get into some genetics here. By his genes, he is a man, but by how he acts, he's a female. And he wants to be made anatomically the way he feels. And, you know, this becomes what we call a gender identity disorder. And there's a disconnect between what one actually behaves and what one is actually genetically programmed.
All right. So that would be, you're being delicate. You have to take organs out and create other organs?
Yes,
kind of stuff.
And there are clever surgeons who can do this.
All right. Enough. That's enough of that.
That's why I was trying to walk delicately.
That's enough of that. 888-553-7536. Question from Wiley. I frequently get urinary tract infections. What natural measures do you recommend to prevent them? Now, I'm wondering whether Wiley is a male or a female.
Yes.
Urinary tract infections, though, could happen to both men and women, right?
Well, they can occur in both men and women, but it's a very different situation because you were just talking about anatomy before. Mm. And in a female, they're quite common because everything is right there. But in men, they're uncommon, and they usually don't occur in men unless there's some anatomic or structural problem. So in men, a urinary tract infection is a much bigger deal initially. In women, when they recur, or if they go up further in the urinary tract up to the kidneys, something called pyelonephritis, that's when in women they get to be a big deal. But what can you do? You're talking now about home remedies. Just drink plenty of water. Avoid drinks that irritate your bladder. Heating pads sometimes will help. And there are ways that you can further, those are some of the remedies you can try at home. But to avoid this, yes, the water. And also what you want to do, I don't want to get too clinical, but you want to wipe from the front to the back. You want to empty your bladder soon after intercourse, and you want to, the women need to avoid potentially irritating feminine products.
Really? All right, there you go, folks. Something to think about.
After a bowel movement, always wipe from the front to the back. I don't want to be too clinical, but that's very important.
More from Dr. Ken coming up.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Get things tangled up here. Straightening out questions and concerns you have about your health at 888-553-7536. We've been going down a street that we don't often go down, taking care of a number of these items that you've either emailed in or that Ken has researched. One of the things that we would go back to for a minute, a call, I think it was in the last hour, so maybe an explanation. A gentleman who was worried about having, and you were very concerned, Ken, about sex headaches. And what happens, there's a news about what sex does to the brain, maybe wrapped around this question about headaches after sex.
Right. We talked before about sex headaches, and there's two types. One is just a headache that occurs. There's really no structural problems that you can identify, and it's treated with beta blockers. And then there's sex headaches, and I was concerned in this gentleman where there's actually some structural abnormalities in the brain, and it can lead to a serious problem if these are not corrected. But there's some good news about sex this week, and this comes out of a recent publication called The Science of Orgasm. This is real academic work. Boy, where do you sign up for this kind of research? But forget doing the crossword puzzle. Having an orgasm is more effective at giving your brain a workout. The sensation increases brain activity across the whole organ, whereas a crossword puzzle activates only a relatively localized region. You know, doctors often talk about dancing or doing crossword puzzles to slow down the aging of the brain, slow down getting Alzheimer's. But here's even a better way. Orgasm, and this is from good science, orgasm brings all the nutrients and oxygenation to the brain, and all major systems of the brain are used. And it doesn't matter how you reach it. In the science and the studies that were done, it was just getting there. And getting there is more than half the fun, and it doesn't matter how you get there. There are numerous health benefits of orgasm in women. It helps the body's natural detoxification process, promotes healthy estrogen levels, reduces stress, induces deep relaxation by boosting endorphin levels and flushing cortisol, an inflammatory hormone released by the adrenal glands, out of your body, and it boosts immunity and blocks pain. Sounds pretty good. If we had a drug like this, we'd be giving it out.
That's that, huh?
Orgasm during sex can also help a person appear younger on the outside and may help the brain stay younger on the inside. Again, all of this is from the recent publication, The Science of Orgasm, from investigators doing real science on sex.
Eight. Nothing wrong with that. 888, people are saying, where do I sign up for those studies? 888-553-7536. Patricia's in Memphis, another KWAM listener. Yes, Patricia, what can we do for you to help?
Yes, Dr. Ken, I would like to know,
know if it's a product that I can get for thickening my hair.
You haven't heard us talk about Provia?
Sure. Yeah,
Provia is this natural product, and it's safe, it's effective, and if it doesn't work, they will give you your money back. So I would start there, Patricia. It sounds good to me. I believe it's 800-543-5817.
All right, Patricia, 800-543-5817. Not only, and this is big trouble for women if you're losing your hair. And I'm not sure whether women of color lose their hair more, or are they likely, because of pigmentation of skin, can to lose their hair more or less than white women?
I think we all are genetically programmed. It depends on your genes.
One of the things, Patricia, you ought to do is make sure you're not using any really cheap shampoos. If you use cheap shampoos that are creamy colored, or you're using rinses that are creamy colored, that's the stuff that plugs up your pores, which is how the hair gets out and gets out of the top of your head. So if you plug them up by using these cheap these products at the 99-cent store, that's probably a place to get things that you don't want to put in your head or probably anywhere else on your body. It plugs up so the hair can't grow anymore. So if you clean them out, then the hair starts to grow again.
Is Patricia still there?
Yes.
Yes, I'm still here.
Does this issue run in your family, your mom, your grandmother, do they have the issues?
No, my grandmother had plenty of hair, and my mom. Okay.
Then, as
hair
Doug,
didn't grow with.
Then as Doug said, and the time is running out, look around at what you're putting on your hair and make sure you're putting high-quality ingredients, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Yep, take good care. Again, the number for Provia is 800-543-5817. Thanks in part to the folks who produce power swabs. You want to get that, take advantage of what Dr. Ken said. 800-867-4089 to brighten up your teeth. And PT9 is the premium prostate health supplement men and women are ordering to keep men from waking up all night long. That number to order is 800-811-6931. Dr. Ken here live every weekend, 52 weeks a year. Good day weekend, good day health.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.